AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Facebook suspends former President Donald Trump until, at the earliest, January 7, 2023. The social media site says Trump stoked violence ahead of the January 6 Capitol attack. Former president calls it an insult. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We learned a lot from President Trump, the former president, over the last couple of years about his behavior and how he uses these platforms. Feels pretty unlikely that the zebra is going to change his stripes over the next 2 years.
Psaki adds Facebook is doing what it has to do.
Every platform, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, any other platform that is disseminating information to millions of Americans, has a responsibility to crack down on disinformation, to crack down on false information, whether it's about the election or even about the vaccine.
Trump's former White House lawyer, Don McGahn, interviewed for hours by the House Judiciary Committee on what he told Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigation into Russian influence on the Trump campaign in 2016. Committee Chairman Massachusetts Democrat Gerald Nadler says getting McCann before the panel, even though it took 2 years and a court order, shows congressional subpoenas should not be ignored.
Well, it vindicates the congressional subpoena right.
McGahn, ordered by Trump, defied the subpoena issued in 2019. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the meeting was a waste of time.
Mr. McGahn already testified for 30-some hours. And of course, we have the Mueller report. We've had it for 2 years. We've had Bob Mueller testify in front of this very committee. And yet the Democrats today are doing a 5-6 hour deposition.
An Asheboro, North Carolina high school senior was denied his diploma yesterday because he draped a Mexican flag over his gown in violation of what school officials call a dress code. Video shows the unidentified student wearing the flag over his gown. He was handed a diploma holder, then talked with some people in the line before he returned to his seat without the diploma. This is AP News. A baby soother recall.
Fisher-Price says four infants died in its 4-in-1 Rock and Glide soothers. They were placed on their backs unrestrained and later found on their stomachs. The soothers are meant to mimic the motion of a baby being rocked in someone's arms. Fisher-Price is also recalling a similar product, a 2-in-1 Soothe and Play Glider. The acting chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Robert Adler, says inclined products, gliders, soothers, rockers, and swings are not safe for infant sleep due to the risk of suffocation. The children who died were between 11 weeks and 4 months old. I'm Ed Donahue.
Guilford County, North Carolina Sheriff's deputies say shortly after her release yesterday on an unrelated charge, Jessica Gay Parks walked into the department's parking lot, found an open door on an SUV, then the spare electronic key, and drove off in the Chevy Tahoe, assigned to Sheriff Danny Rogers. Parks is now back in jail. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.